Chapter 5, Making Offers to Buy. When you have found a house that you're ready to make an offer on and you have your financing in place, the next step is to have your realtor or the listing agent submit your bid online at HUDHomestore.com. To submit an offer, you will need a HUD registered selling broker. Otherwise, submit your offer through someone who is. HUD only accepts offers made through real estate agents that have applied for and received an NAID number from HUD and who are registered as a bidder at HUDHomestore.com. Special bonus. I know that coming up with offers and making them in real life has been a high-stress activity for a lot of investors. To help you get more comfortable with taking action on this part of the book, I have a behind-the-scenes video of actual offers being made on HUD's website waiting for you. Watch as one of my realtors makes an offer live in this exclusive video recording of her computer screen as she explains the entire process. It's one of the free bonuses you get for owning this book. To claim yours, visit www.hudhomeshalfoff and enter access code HUD1. Now, getting an NAID number. Pretty much any real estate broker can get one of these by sending HUD an NAID application package along with the required forms and documents to the HUD Homeownership Center that has jurisdiction over the state where they're located. There is a page on HUD's site called NAID application where you can apply for a NAID number if you are a selling broker, nonprofit, or government agency. What about associate brokers and sales agents? Once a principal broker has registered, agents can register to use HUDHomestore.com using their principal's broker NAID number and their own real estate license number and begin to submit bids. Finding a broker to make offers. If you need to find a registered agent or broker to make offers for you, the listing agent's name and the property information is listed in the agent info section at HUDHomestore.com. Contact the listing agent using the phone and email address provided and ask them to make the offer for you. Alternatively, you can look at the Find a Broker page shown below where you can search for an agent to work with by name, city, state, or zip code. Selling brokers must provide the following. Form 1111. Send the original and one copy of the Form 1111. Form 1111A. IRS letter 147C or IRS official document reflecting your business name and EIN, or copy of Social Security card if operating under your Social Security number. Copy of your real estate broker's license with expiration date. Copy of your driver's license with expiration date. Recent utility bill or bank statement that shows the address and company or broker name shown on Form 1111. Should I use an agent? If you are already a real estate agent, it probably isn't a big deal to register and get your own NAID number in a short period of time. But if you're not an agent, then personally, I think it's a lot easier to just make offers through a registered HUD agent, especially at first if you are just trying out the HUD home game for yourself. You might commit to an initial goal of making 50 to 100 offers through other agents and see how it goes before jumping in and getting your own real estate license, if you want to go that far. Or you might do a few deals first before deciding it's worth it to be able to submit them yourself and have access to market data and sales prices, etc. I have been licensed for years, but I do not keep my license current, and I always go through another licensed agent. Yes, I know I could also get a commission if I did it myself, but I would rather have another agent working for me, submitting my offers, and working to get me properties. It's your choice, although I always emphasize making offers first and perfecting things later. But remember, when you're dealing with a real estate agent, they typically work and are paid by commission. They don't have time to waste, and neither do you. So always respond quickly, make decisions quickly, and don't ask for more of their time than should be needed if you are not ready to take action on what they find out for you. How much should I offer? One of the things that I have learned is that the lower the price of the property, the lower percentage of the list price they will accept. I have gotten offers accepted typically between 25 and 60%, with most being in the 30 to 50% range. Typically, the offers I make that are accepted have been around 30 to 40% of list price on lower priced homes and around 40 to 50% on higher priced homes. For example, if a house is listed for $30,000, then it is not unusual for me to get an offer of $10,000 accepted. However, if a house is listed for $100,000, they will probably not take $30,000 for it. Now, they are both around 30% offers, but the higher the price, the less likely they are to take a 30% offer. On that $100,000, they would probably not take less than around $50,000 to $60,000 based on my experience. Now, don't think that every $100,000 house you make an offer on, they will accept a 50 to 60% offer. This is not going to happen. Remember that we have to make lots of offers to get one accepted. Some investors simply make an offer on every home that is available to them for some fixed percentage of market value, like 30 to 50% in my case. The lower your offer is, the fewer will get accepted. But the more likely it is that when one is accepted, it will be a screaming deal and therefore a safer deal, especially if it's your first one. We recently got a bid accepted of $28,000 on a house that was listed for $109,000. Now, the reason we got this bid accepted was because the property was a two-bedroom property. However, the property has almost 2,000 square feet. So our thoughts were to simply figure in our repair estimate to add another bedroom within the existing square footage. There was plenty of square footage to work with, so we made the offer and got it accepted. This property had been on the market for almost 90 days, so we knew HUD was ready to move it. After we got the bid accepted, we got rehab estimates that came in around $15,000 to $20,000, which included adding another bedroom. Then we got an after-repaired value appraisal, and it came in at around $130,000. This was a screaming deal. We wholesaled it for $49,000, and it is still a great deal for our buyer. Even after the buyer makes all the repairs, they still have over $60,000 in profit left in the deal. Now, I know they will have closing costs and holding costs, but this is still a great deal. And I also made over $20,000. What if HUD won't go that low? I have had many people tell me over the years that HUD will not accept any offers less than, say, 80 or 82% or some number like that. HUD may have had a guideline at some point where they would not sell any property for less than 80% of market value, but if they do today, I do not know about it and they are not sticking to it. I am actually glad that some people think this. It keeps them out of the market and from bidding against me. We consistently buy houses that are a lot less than that. So if you have been told about some so-called minimum, take it with a grain of salt and make the offers anyway. You will learn from your personal experience. If you make 40 or 50 offers using a certain formula and nothing comes of it, then at that point, try changing your formula. But give it a true test before you stop believing in it, not just a few offers. That's way too soon to tell. We make hundreds of offers a week, and as of this writing, we have 34 houses under contract, but we had to make thousands of offers to get that many accepted, so don't give up. My general formula for offers. In most markets, there's a price range that if you buy in, you can't go wrong. Apply this to properties at the middle of the market down to the lower middle. Offer no more than 70% of the after-repaired value minus repairs and closing cost. In fact, we start much lower, as you will soon see. This is the price at which it's hard to fail when buying properties to either fix up and resell or hold for long term. If you are buying this property to keep for yourself as a rental or lease option property, this is the most you will want to pay for it. If you are wholesaling this property to someone else, this is the price they will pay for it. In this case, you need to buy it for less than this so you can make the difference for putting the deal together. This is called your wholesale fee. Note that by after repaired value, ARV, I mean the price that the property could sell for when fixed up and in good condition to someone who is going to live in it. The tax assessor's value is a general idea, give or take 20%. But the best way is to get your agent to do a CMA, comparative market analysis, for you, or at least initially to pull some comps. As for the tax value, it used to be that the tax value would be lower than the actual value. But in today's market, the tax values are usually higher as a rule of thumb. So for example, if your agent tells you a home could resell for $200,000 and it needs paint, carpet, a new roof, and some other items, $20,000, you would offer 70% of $200,000, then subtract your estimated repair cost of $20,000 and any closing cost if you want to figure that in too, which would leave you with a maximum purchase price of $120,000. I didn't subtract any closing cost in this example. We actually start much lower. If you are looking to wholesale, I would start off with an offer around $100,000 or less and go up $1,000 each day to a maximum of $120,000. Special bonus. I have a simple software program that my team uses to make offers and analyze deals. I call it my Ultimate Property Analyzer software, and it can help you analyze any property faster, more accurately, and with more confidence than ever before. As the owner of this book, you can get it for free by simply going to HUDHomesHalfOff.com and entering in access code HUD1. I have even included a video tutorial that will show you exactly how to use it. Making your offer online. When it's time to make your offer, your agent, or you if you're an approved agent, will click on Submit an Offer button at the bottom of the property details page. You will be asked to log in and enter your NAID number. You'll be taken to the bid submission page. Here, you will type in the purchase price you agree to pay and select that you are paying cash or applying for conventional financing or other financing not involving HUD or FHA. The agent's commission will be automatically calculated for you. In the closing cost section, enter $0 and check investor under purchaser type, not owner-occupant, unless you are purchasing the property to live in. One of the questions you will also have to answer is, if the seller does not accept this offer, can the seller hold the offer as a backup accepted offer or not? Always select yes. It means that even if HUD rejects your offer initially, they can come back and accept it at a future time. This keeps you from having to keep submitting offers as time goes by on the same property over and over again, although you can do that too, as previously mentioned. Your agent, or whoever is submitting the offer, will need to know your Social Security number if you are buying the property in your personal name, or your tax ID number if you are purchasing the house in a company name. It's important that the company name be spelled correctly, consistent with actual documentation like articles of organization that you may need to show later on. Pay attention to how you write it, as you will need to get it right when signing documents as well. That's all you do. You will get a chance to review all of the information and click confirm. It also gives you some terms and conditions to agree to. Once your bid is submitted, you go to the bid acknowledgement page. Make sure to print this page or copy and paste the bid details into another document. My agent will paste it into a spreadsheet and save it in Google Docs, naming it for the date the offer was made. The agent will get access to the bid details at HUD's site later if needed. A little trick we learned from an insider at HUD is when you get your bid confirmation, the last two digits in the confirmation indicates the number of total offers they have had on this property. For example, if the confirmation number is 885-76304, then they have had a total of four bids submitted on this property. When will I get an answer? The bidding process on almost every HUD home ends every night at midnight. The next day, they will look at all the offers that have been submitted online for each property the day before. This means that your offer is not being compared to someone else's offer from a few days ago or shopped around while you wait in suspense. In all likelihood, there is no competition unless someone else happened to bid on the same property as you did on the same day, unless, of course, you are bidding in a hot market. HUD will either accept it or make a counteroffer. This is another reason I love investing in HUD homes. No competition to worry about or factor in as you would be dealing with when buying properties at foreclosure auctions. If your offer is rejected, it simply expires and you will not get any response from HUD. It is also nice to get an answer back quickly without having to spend a lot of time following up and wondering what's going to happen. This is a government-run process, and the predictability makes HUD homes a great strategy for time-strapped investors. You will need to make a lot of offers to get one accepted, but with HUD's fast responses, you won't have to juggle too many deals in your radar for too long. Your earnest money deposit. When you're making offers on HUD homes, you will have to put up an earnest money deposit. If the purchase price is below $50,000, the earnest money will be $500, and if the purchase price is above $50,000, the deposit will be $1,000. But you don't have to pay this at the time you submit the offer, only once it's accepted. Phew! This means you don't have to come up with $2,500 to make five offers in 1 week. Now, there are some real estate agents that will tell you that they need an earnest money check before submitting the offer. We simply do not work with these agents. If you get the offer accepted and submit the money, but don't end up purchasing the house through some fault of your own, you will lose the $500. Remember, there is no inspection period when purchasing as an investor. This is your biggest risk while making offers to buy HUD homes. And truthfully, there are times when you will want to bail out before going through with the purchase. You mitigate your risk quite a bit by making low offers, which covers you in case there's some additional repairs that you don't find out about until later. This is why I teach to make your offers very low the way we do. So what happens if you make an offer, get one accepted, and then find out something's horribly wrong with the house and you don't want to buy it? If this happened, it would be a surprise to everyone because the house has already had someone go through it and confirm its condition and estimate the repairs. But if it did, then in the worst case, you would just walk away from your deposit and avoid purchasing a problem property. Just write it off as a cost of doing business. That's what we do. Don't cry over spilt milk. Fear of worrying about losing your earnest money deposit is not anything to be concerned about because it won't be happening often. Look at it as a cost of doing business. If you have to lose the occasional earnest money deposit to HUD while succeeding at buying other properties, life will still go on. You're still way ahead of the game. You're running a business to make money here, after all. Most of the deals you do will be found without the upfront cost that you would typically have if you were to advertise and get motivated sellers calling you. So if the worst case scenario comes true and you lose a $500 deposit, consider it your startup cost. Still not bad. We don't lose too many, but we do lose one every once in a while. There are times, though, when the closing falls through, but not from any fault of your own, The most common reason is if the property's title is not clear, like with the home I mentioned earlier. In these cases, it would be the seller's fault and the responsibility to get it cleaned up. Worst case, they can't close and they refund your earnest money. But this is the only time you will get it back if the property doesn't close. No weasel clauses. In the HUD contract you sign and submit with your offer paperwork, once an offer is accepted, you can't have the typical weasel clauses you might add when making offers and negotiating the homeowners face-to-face using your own written agreement. For example, you can't add additional terms and clauses in the HUD contract asking for an inspection period, nor can you make an offer contingent upon you getting a satisfactory appraisal. Basically, their process is what it is, and you don't get to ask for exceptions that give you more leeway and control. So make sure your offers are structured the way we've covered it here. Make offers low enough, and it's hard to lose if they're accepted. Tip: start out making all offers on Thursdays. Here's a technique that I have taught many of my students who are nervous about only having 2 business days to get all of the paperwork and deposit to HUD. When you only have 2 days, it doesn't give you much time to perform any due diligence, especially if you also work a full-time job. So here is what to do. Always submit your offers on Thursday. The reason for this is that you have 2 business days to respond if your offer is accepted. Otherwise, you will forfeit your earnest money deposit. Generally, you want more time after your offer is accepted in order to go look at the property, gather more rehab estimates, and any other due diligence. Some investors don't look at any properties in person until after an offer is accepted. We have gotten to the point that we do not look at any of them, period. So if you make your offer on a Thursday, you will get the answer back from HUD the next day, on Friday. From that point, you have 2 business days to respond, but since Saturdays and Sundays don't count as business days, you won't have to have the contract and deposit to HUD until the end of the day on Tuesday of the following week. This way, you'll then have 4 days to finish doing your due diligence and confirm that you want to proceed to the next step, whereas otherwise, you would only have 2 days. If you are nervous about getting an offer accepted and want to make sure you have enough time to get all of your due diligence done, this is a technique that you can use to give you a couple of extra days. This is something that we used to do when we first started buying HUD houses. However, we now make many offers on HUD houses every day, so we do not want to wait until Thursday to make all of our offers. In fact, I would like to tell you about a strategy we use now to make hundreds of offers a day on HUD houses. How to make an offer on every HUD house in your state every day. Now you are going to love this. Another strategy that my team and some of my advanced students also do is to just do a search for an entire state and make offers on all of the properties in that state every day. For example, currently in North Carolina, there are a total of 90 HUD properties in the whole state that are available to investors. As long as we keep our offers low enough, we can literally make an offer on every property in the entire state every day. By keeping our offers low enough, we do not have to worry about getting too many accepted at a time. We also know that when we do get one accepted, it isn't just a deal, it's a steal. Here's how it works. We do this using a virtual assistant. We have a virtual assistant log into HUDHomestore.com every day and download the list of properties in North Carolina and South Carolina. She then uses the formula below to make an offer through our realtor on every property on the list. We do not get many accepted, however. When we do, we know it's a bargain. Here is the formula that we use when making offers on properties in the entire state. Mobile homes, double wides only, no single wides, 19 to 25% of list price. Condos and townhouses, 2 bedroom plus is okay for condos, 19 to 25% of list price. Single family, on 2 bedrooms, do not go over 25%. $50,000 or less offer 19 to 30% of list price. $50,001 to $100,000 offer 30 to 40% of list price. $100,000 plus offer 40 to 50% of list price. Our virtual assistant starts at the low end of the formula and goes up 1% per day until she reaches the maximum offer percentage. Now, in order for you to do this, you will have to have a good relationship with a realtor who will either do this themselves or have an assistant do it. Or you can do what I did and pay for the virtual assistant to do it for your realtor. I pay my virtual assistant $4 per hour and she lives in the Philippines. I found her on www.bestjobs.ph. Another good site for locating virtual assistants is www.odesk.com. Simply perform a search for the keywords real estate and you will find many virtual assistants that already know how to perform many real estate related tasks. Some of the tasks include taking calls, making calls, making offers, designing ads and flyers, posting ads on Craigslist, searching for ads on Craigslist, building your buyer's list, posting your properties on many real estate sites, managing your social media accounts, answering emails, pre-screening sellers and buyers, and much more. You will find a virtual assistant for as little as $1 per hour on the sites previously mentioned. For a good one, you will probably end up paying between $3 and $5 per hour. This is still a great way to get someone working for you when you do not have much time to work your real estate business starting out. Special bonus, spend 3 days with me. For 3 full days in a private closed door event, my team and I will personally teach our exclusive techniques for making money in this volatile and unpredictable market. We will introduce you to additional advanced techniques and strategies we are using to run circles around our competition right now. Yes, even in today's market. Visit HUDHomesHalfOff.com and enter access code HUD1 to claim your 2 free tickets to see my team and I live at our next 3-day event.